It's so nice to be able to take little breaks like this. I don't really have much time to spare for them, but they're so worth it. It's just nice being able to relax in a cute little cafe like this. Enjoy a nice little treat and a coffee and just get a little freedom from the hustle and bustle of the office. Just what a busy woman like me needs. Not to mention, there's that cute waiter boy who works here. I've only talked to him a few times, but he's so sweet. Hopefully he can stick around for longer this time since I'm sitting at the counter. I forget his name, but I think he's in today. There he is. I knew he worked Fridays. Excuse me. Hi. Yes, over here. I'm ready to order. Hi there. Yes, I'll have an iced latte with almond milk, please, and a chocolate eclair. Great, thank you. Wait, hold on. Hi. Sorry, I've seen you before, haven't I? You took my order last week, if I remember correctly. So you do recognize me. I'm glad. I'm the lady who's always dressed like a politician, and I always have the same drink order. Different pastry every time, but always chocolate. Oh, no. No, I'm not a politician. I just dress like one. I'm a businesswoman. My company is at the building across the street. Yes, the one with the lobby that looks like a luxury hotel. Well, I'm glad you know it's not just rude to ask men their salaries, but yes, it does pay quite nicely, I have to say. Hey, don't say that. Being a barista is a wonderful job. The world couldn't run if everyone had a big, important job like mine. Everyone has their place in the system. Still, you seem like an intelligent young man. Why are you working here? Struggling to find people who appreciate your work. Gosh, I feel so bad that I can't relate. That sounds bad. I know art is a much different occupational climate than business, but I guess the old starving artist trope is truer than I realized. If you'd allow me, I'd really love to see your work sometime. I may be a businesswoman, but I recognize the importance of arts more than most in my field. I actually dabbled in it a bit in college. Obviously, I ended up taking a different direction in life, but I haven't forgotten what I've learned. What am I offering? Well, nothing as of right now. Just making a friendly suggestion is all. Darling, I'm very well off, and I'd love to help a person in need. Trust me, I could take care of you. Well, you'd never have a worry in the world. You could finally relax and focus on your art. What's in it for me? Can a woman do something out of the kindness of her own heart? What, can I not because I'm a wealthy businesswoman? Fine. I just think you're cute, is all. Is that so wrong? You know, older ladies like me, especially busy ones, don't get many opportunities to relieve our frustrations. Men our age just can't keep up with us enough to keep us satisfied. What we really need is a young, handsome buck like yourself. Look, sweetie, I'm offering you anything you could ever want. A blank check with your name on it. And all I want in return is a little companionship for this poor, lonely old lady. This is really a golden opportunity, if you ask me. You don't need to give me an answer today. Just keep in touch with me, okay, sweetie? Matter of fact, here, let me take this napkin and write my number on it for you. Give me a call if you make up your mind. Just know the line might be a little crowded. There may be a short wait. Think about it. In the meantime, I'll keep coming back here every week. Not to sway your decision or anything, of course, no. But if that happens, just know it wasn't intentional on my part. I hope you'll use that cute little head of yours and make the right choice for yourself. Good. I'll be waiting. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. I think I've stalled you for a bit too long. Better get back to work. Remember, almond milk. Don't mix it up. I can tell the difference. Good boy. Run along now. Well, hello there. Is this just a coincidence, or were you waiting for me to show up? If I remember correctly, this is the exact same seat I was in last week. Funny. All right, I'll cut to the chase. Have you decided yet? Will you be my sugar baby? You will. Oh, as if there was any doubt. I knew you were a smart boy. You know a good opportunity when you see one. A good woman when you see one. Isn't that right? Oh, don't be coy, sweetie. This isn't just about the money, is it? I mean, I know I may be older. Old enough to be your mother, really, but I still have my looks, don't I? Isn't there an irresistible charm about women who are more mature, experienced? I can tell you firsthand that they can bring a lot to the table that younger ladies can't. But it seems like you know that already, don't you? You're blushing. I'm good, right? Business is just an extension of having a deep understanding of how people think and behave. And, well, right now, I can read you like a book. Your shift is about to end, isn't it? Perfect. How about I take you back to my place to unwind? You should really get to know the place sooner rather than later anyways. Since you'll be spending lots of time there from now on. All right then. Come with me, sweetie. We can chat some more in the car. Oh, geez, okay, let me just get my keys out so we can get in. Okay, come on. My bedroom is this way. Here we are. It is nice, isn't it? Well, how about we warm up with a little drink? I always keep a bottle of wine next to the bed. You know, just in case I get the urge. Now how about a toast? To our little arrangement and to its future benefits for both of us. Thanks. I'm kind of good at these things. We always cap off a successful closing at the company with a good drink. And this is no exception, is it? Just a different sort of deal. But a success nonetheless. Cheers. Delicious. Wine always gets me going, you know. Usually I'm stuck having to relieve myself with a vibrator in my nightstand drawer, but today I've got a new toy to play with. On your knees, boy. You're gonna use that pretty mouth of yours to pleasure me. And if you do a good job, well, I might just have a special reward in store for you. I'm just gonna sit down here on the bed. And take these pants off. Oh, it feels so good to get naked after a long day at work. Why don't you try for yourself? You heard me. Go on. Take your clothes off, baby. That's a good boy. Strip for me. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun with that body tonight. But, as I said, none of that can happen unless you prove you can please me. So, get to work. This pussy isn't gonna eat itself. Oh, fuck. You just went right in for it, didn't you? Oh, you naughty boy. You were just dying to get a taste of my pussy, weren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell. Oh, you're moaning just from the taste. Isn't it delicious? This divine, mature pussy. Ah, oh, it's just like this wine. It gets better with age. Oh, this is what I deserve for all the hard work I do. To be pampered. Just, getting to relax in bed with a glass of delectable wine. While some cute, sexy little boy toy gives me the most mind-numbing oral I've ever had. Oh, what a lucky woman I am. Oh, fuck. Are you touching yourself? Oh, what a horny boy you are. Getting all hard and throbbing from just licking my pussy. Oh, that's okay, baby. You deserve that pleasure. Oh, because of how good you're making me feel right now. Oh, your face. Oh, it looks even cuter making all those lewd expressions while your mouth is buried in my pussy. Oh, your pretty eyes looking up at me. Your lashes fluttering from the pleasure. Oh, God, I just want to eat you up. Oh, you drive me absolutely wild, baby. I just want to ravage you all night long. Oh, fuck, I think you've more than proven yourself to me. But there's still one last thing I need you to do for me. Oh, you're gonna take my cum and swallow it like a good little boy, okay? Do you understand, baby? Yeah, you will. Oh, you submissive little thing. I'm glad you know how to obey a lady. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. I'm close. Oh, your magical mouth, it feels so fucking good. Oh, and you're gonna make me cum all over your handsome face, baby. Oh, fuck, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, here it comes. Oh, take it, baby. Oh, take my cum. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, I'm sorry I made a bit of a mess on that cute face of yours. But not too much. You swallowed quite a bit there, didn't you? Oh, just like you were told. Oh, what a good submissive you are. Well, since you've completed your first task as my boy toy with such flying colors, I guess it's time for me to uphold my end of the deal. I said I would reward you, so that's what you'll get. Name your price. Whatever you want. We can go shopping for some new clothes, or have dinner at the most expensive restaurant in the city. Maybe take a ride in one of my cars. The sky's the limit, baby. Your wish is my command. Really? That's what you want? You want to fuck me? Well, I won't say I was hoping you'd say that, but I'm flattered that that's your choice out of such illustrious options. I knew you'd need to take care of that big, aching hard-on eventually. Very well, then. You want to fuck me? Let's fuck. Get over here on the bed and spread your legs for me. That's it. Good boy. Oh, show me that handsome cock of yours. My, my, what a sexy little thing you are. Your hot, young, naked body spread out on these soft, silky sheets for me, just begging to be ravaged. Like a perfect image of artistic sexuality. Mm. Are you ready, baby? Good. Now, you just lay back and enjoy yourself. Oh, fuck. I knew younger boys would be different, but this cock of yours is just... heavenly. It's gonna be so much fun to break you in. I don't think I'm gonna be able to keep myself off of this thing from now on. We'll have to spend all our time here, in this bedroom. Fucking like rabbits until we feel like passing out. Your hands look lonely, baby. Put them on my tits. Give them a nice massage for me. Yeah. Just like that. Just like that. I'm so fucking sensitive there. And you look so cute getting pounded from above like this. Such an adorable boy toy. And those moans of yours, they're so precious. They just make me want to fuck you harder. Yeah, there you go. Keep making those filthy noises for me. And I'll make sure you get fucked nice and good by this sugar mommy pussy. I'm so happy I found you, you know. Every night I fall asleep in this bed wishing I had a gorgeous boy like you to play with until I'm bored. And now I have you here in front of me, looking like the sexiest fucking thing I've ever seen. Oh, we're gonna make so much love together. You'll be the best boy toy I could ever ask for, won't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a good boy. Oh, come on. I feel you twitching inside me. I hear your moans getting more and more desperate with every thrust. Don't hold back. Oh, I want you to come inside me. Oh, fill my pussy with that fertile young cum. Oh, I want to feel it spurt out all thick and warm. Oh, you'll do that for me, won't you, baby? Oh, you'll be a good boy and come for me. Oh, come on and do it. Let it all out. Oh, come for your sugar mommy. I'll give her what she wants. Empty your balls. Surrender yourself to me. And come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, so much. Oh, so good. Oh, I can feel it overflowing. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Fuck, that was the best fucking sex I've ever had. Oh, and you did so well for me, baby. Oh, well. Now you've really gone above and beyond for me, haven't you? Offer still stands, though. Anything you want, just name it. But maybe I should take a shower first or something. Care to join me? Oh, yeah? You really know how to make a woman happy? Come on, then. There's more than enough room for two.